Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The History of Money, A Story of Humanity by David McWilliams explores how money evolved from simple social agreements into one of the most powerful technologies ever created. Rather than treating finance as a niche subject, the book frames money as a mirror of human society, our trust, our fears, our ambitions, and our capacity to cooperate at scale. McWilliams, known for explaining economics in accessible language, connects big historical shifts to everyday realities, showing how coins, banking, credit, and modern digital systems change the way people live and how states and empires rise and fall. The narrative emphasizes that money is not just paper or data, but a system built on belief and institutions. By tracing the story from early trade and metal currency to complex markets and contemporary policy debates, the book helps readers see today's inflation headlines, banking controversies, and technology-driven disruptions as part of a long, recurring human story. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, money is a human invention built on trust. A central idea is that money works because people collectively agree it works. The book highlights money as a social technology that reduces friction in trade and makes large-scale cooperation possible among strangers. Early communities relied on barter and informal credit, but those systems struggled as networks widened. Money emerged to solve problems of measurement, portability, and trust, turning complex obligations into something that could be counted, stored, and transferred. McWilliams emphasizes that this trust is never purely psychological. It is supported by shared norms, enforceable rules, and credible issuers, whether a temple, a kingdom, a city-state, or a modern central bank. When trust holds, money feels natural and invisible. When it breaks, society notices immediately through runs, hoarding, hyperinflation, or collapse in lending. This lens helps readers understand why financial crises are not just technical mishaps, but events that reshape politics and social stability. The topic also sets up an important takeaway: because money is an invention, it can change. New forms appear when old arrangements no longer match the needs of trade, technology, or governance. Secondly, from metals and coins to the power of the state, the book traces how commodity money like gold and silver gained popularity because it was durable and widely valued, yet still required systems of standardization and enforcement. Coinage becomes a turning point. Stamping metal with an authority's mark is not just convenience, it is a political act. It signals sovereignty, creates a common unit of account, and helps states tax, pay soldiers, and project power. McWilliams connects this to the growth of cities, empires, and long-distance trade, where reliable currency supports markets and logistics. But the topic also emphasizes that state involvement creates both stability and risk. Debasement, overissuance, and fiscal desperation can erode value, while credible governance can strengthen it. Readers get a framework for why currencies are tied to institutions and why geopolitical change often shows up first in money. Understanding this evolution clarifies modern debates about monetary independence, credibility, and the trade-offs governments face when managing debt, financing wars, or responding to shocks. It also explains why a currency is never merely a neutral medium. It is deeply connected to authority and public confidence. Thirdly, banking, credit, and the expansion of economic possibility. A major theme is the shift from money as a physical object to money as a web of promises. Banking and credit dramatically expand what economies can do by mobilizing savings, funding commerce, and smoothing the mismatch between when people earn and when they need to spend. The book explores how deposits, loans, and payment systems make money more elastic, enabling growth but also introducing fragility. Fractional reserve banking and the interdependence of institutions create a situation where confidence becomes the key asset and panic becomes the key danger. McWilliams links this to the recurring pattern of booms and busts, showing why innovation in finance often arrives with unintended consequences. This topic also helps readers interpret modern life, mortgages, business investment, and even government finance rely on credit infrastructure. It highlights why regulation, lender of last resort functions, and deposit protections exist, and why they are contentious. By treating credit as both opportunity and risk, the book encourages readers to view banks not as mysterious entities, but as central plumbing for economic activity, with incentives that must be managed to protect the wider public. Fourthly, inflation, crises, and the cycles of confidence, McWilliams places inflation and financial crises within a long historical rhythm, expansions fueled by optimism, leverage, and easy money, followed by contractions when reality catches up and trust evaporates. The book shows that inflation is not merely a rise in prices, but a story about distribution, political choices, and credibility. When money supply and demand are misaligned, or when governments face severe fiscal pressures, the value of money can weaken. The consequences are social as much as economic, because inflation reshapes who wins and who loses. Savers, borrowers, wage earners, and asset holders experience it differently. Crises, meanwhile, reveal hidden linkages in the financial system and often prompt institutional reforms. This topic helps readers connect past episodes to contemporary headlines about cost of living, interest rate policy, bank stability, and government debt. The broader lesson is that stability is an achievement, not a default condition. Successful monetary systems require constraints, transparency, and institutions capable of acting decisively under stress. By showing the recurring nature of these events, the book builds a practical sense of perspective without minimizing the real human costs of monetary breakdown. Lastly, the future of money, digital systems, new players, and old questions. The final arc looks forward, using history to frame debates about digital payments, cryptocurrencies, and possible central bank digital currencies. The book suggests that while the tools are new, the underlying questions are familiar. Who issues money? Who controls the ledger? What backs trust? And how power is distributed between the public and private sectors? Digital money promises speed and convenience, but it also raises concerns about privacy, surveillance, resilience, and inequality of access. Private innovations can challenge the state's traditional role, while states may use technology to modernize payment rails and strengthen oversight. McWilliams approaches this as an evolution rather than a clean break, emphasizing continuity with earlier transitions from coins to banknotes to electronic banking. Readers are encouraged to assess monetary change by focusing on incentives and institutions, not hype. The topic also highlights that monetary systems reflect societal priorities, efficiency versus autonomy, stability versus experimentation, innovation versus consumer protection. By grounding future-facing questions in a long history, the book equips readers to think more clearly about what they want money to do and what trade-offs they are willing to accept. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students, and professionals who want a clear narrative that links historical events to the money questions that shape daily life. If you have ever wondered why societies moved from metal to paper, why banks matter so much, why inflation provokes political turmoil, or why digital currencies ignite intense debate, McWilliams offers a coherent storyline that makes those topics easier to grasp. The practical benefit is perspective. Understanding money as a system of trust, institutions, and incentives helps readers interpret news about interest rates, government debt, market volatility, and financial regulation with less confusion and more critical thinking. It can also sharpen personal decision-making by clarifying how credit cycles, inflation, and policy shifts affect wages, savings, borrowing costs, and asset prices. Compared with many books that either drown readers in technical detail or treat money as a conspiracy or a purely mathematical phenomenon, this one aims for accessibility while keeping the big forces in view: politics, technology, and human behavior. That balance makes it worth buying as a single, readable map of how money shaped humanity and where it may go next. If you would like to support David McWilliams, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.